From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says that cyber warfare and interference in U.S. elections will not be tolerated and the United States will respond. Speaking at his end-of-year news conference here in Washington, Mr. Obama refused to say what actions would be taken against Russia for hacking political sites leading up to November's elections.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
Mr. Obama said that he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September at the G20 summit and told him, in his words, to cut it out. The president said he didn't see any further evidence of Russian tampering after that. Mr. Obama has ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to make a comprehensive review of the cyber attacks before he leaves office next month. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Friday with Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson just days after the state of Georgia asked the incoming president to investigate what it called were failed cyber attacks on a computer network that have been traced to the Department of Homeland Security. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp, whose agency oversees voting in the state, said DHS was responsible for multiple cyber attacks on his agency's network shortly before and after November's election. After an initial review of the matter, Johnson said a federal contractor was routinely assessing the network to determine whether contractors and employees were properly licensed. This is VOA News. The Syrian government has suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo after blasts and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both rebels and government forces accused the other side of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Syria's government says the rebels broke the agreement by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels accused the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by the rebels. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, says the evacuation is complete and all of the women and children have been moved from the rebel-controlled neighborhoods. The ministry says only radical and intransigent militants remain. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is calling on the Syrian government to allow for a resumption of evacuations from besieged parts of eastern Aleppo. Power says she's in favor of a French-drafted UN resolution calling for independent international monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians and rebel fighters from the war-torn city.
We need to get the arrangement that was working for the thousands of people who did get out. We need to get that arrangement up and running again as soon as possible.
Power said that if Russia continues to block action in the UN Security Council, some members of the council will possibly request an emergency special session of the General Assembly. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin opposes that idea. Power said the Security Council could possibly vote this weekend. The United States has more than doubled the reward for information leading to the capture of the leader of the Islamic State militant group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The U.S. State Department's Reward for Justice program announced the increase from $10 million to $25 million on Friday. It said the threat Baghdadi poses has increased significantly in recent years. The reward will be paid to anyone who can offer information leading to the location, arrest, or conviction of the militant leader. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized while it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. VOA correspondent Carla Babb says the seizure Thursday was in international waters.
And there are several areas around here where the Philippines will claim this and China will also claim that specific water. Some areas where Vietnam also claims territorial water. So it is a complex issue through there, but it is clear that this is an international waterway.
Beijing has not commented on the incident. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.